Welcome to the Notion of You. I'm Tashi Jones, storyteller, guide, and your gentle reminder to slow down and come home to yourself. If you're listening while folding laundry, driving, cleaning out toys, or even just sitting at your desk with 47 million tabs open, take a breath with me before we do anything else. A slow inhale, and an even longer exhale. Let your shoulders drop a little bit. Unclench your jaw. Uncurl your hands. You are safe here. And today we're honoring who you're becoming. Not who you think you should be by now. Not the version of you who has it all together. But the real you. The woman who keeps returning, even when it's messy. Today's episode is becoming the woman you trust, systems and rituals that support her. I'm going to be really direct here from the beginning. You don't become the woman you trust by having one big breakthrough. You become her by building a life that makes it easier to stay with yourself. Not in theory, but in the middle of one day, in the middle of your cycle, in the middle of conflict and that hard conversation, in the middle of that day where nothing goes the way you planned. That's what we're talking about today. The systems and rituals that actually support self-trust in real life. So yes, we're going to talk about Notion. We're going to talk about natural tools. But more than anything, we're going to talk about what those things are doing underneath the surface. They're helping your nervous system believe you. Because self-trust is not just a mindset. It's a felt experience. Most people think that self-trust is this confident boss babe energy of I know what I'm doing. But for me, self-trust has been so much quieter than that. It's the moment I noticed my stomach tighten. And instead of bulldozing over that moment, I pause. It's the moment you notice your shoulders start to creep up and choosing to take a deep breath instead of just trying to harder push them down. It's the moment that my brain starts spinning that old story of I'm behind, I'm running out of time, I have to do this alone. If I ask for help, no one will possibly understand. But instead of letting that story drive the bus, I come back to my body and remind myself that I am safe because I am. I want to say something that's going to sound a little confrontational, but I mean it with love. Most of us aren't struggling because we don't know what to do. We're struggling because we don't feel safe enough to do what we know. We don't feel safe enough to rest. We don't feel safe enough to say no. We don't feel safe enough to slow down. We don't feel safe enough to be seen. We don't feel safe enough to be inconsistent and keep going. So we cling to control. Productivity, being the good one. We cling to the version of ourselves that performs wellness instead of embodying it. And then we wonder why we don't trust ourselves. Because your body is always tracking the question, do you stay with me or do you abandon me? And that is what self-trust is. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that this is a theme I come back to again and again. Self-trust is built in the return. So here's the framework that we're going to go through today. If you want to become the woman you trust, not just in your journal, not just in your intentions, but in your everyday life, you need three different support layers. Regulation for your nervous system, rituals to anchor yourself and bring you back, and systems that structure and reduce the friction and decision fatigue. So let's break these down. Layer one is regulation, because self-trust starts in your body. If your nervous system is in fight or flight, you won't make self-trust choices consistently, because your body is prioritizing survival over alignment every single time. So that first question is not what's the best routine or the best planner or the best strategy. The first question is, can my body feel safe enough to choose? When you are regulated, you can hear your intentions. You can tolerate some discomfort. You can say no without spiraling and follow through without punishment and start again without shame. But when you are dysregulated, everything feels urgent. It feels like pressure. Everything feels like a test. So if you want to trust yourself more, your baseline has to change. And this is why I love natural tools and somatic tools. Not because they fix you, because they help bring you back online. But this is also where boundaries come in. Boundaries are not an attitude, but it's a nervous system decision. A boundary that says, I'm not abandoning myself anymore. Let's talk about rituals, because anchors beat willpower. A ritual is different than a routine, because a routine can become another stick you can use to beat yourself up with. But a ritual is an anchor you return to. This is where you need a bit of a permission slip. It's not 20 habits, but 2 or 3 anchors. Because the woman you trust is not the woman who does the most, but she's the woman who keeps returning. So these rituals should be simple, repeatable, fast enough to get you through your hardest moments, and strong enough to shift your state. So some examples are hands on your belly with 3 slow breaths, putting your legs up the wall for 10 minutes without your phone, taking your bare feet and putting them actually on the earth outside, journaling an honest sentence, opening up your anchors page and choosing one thing, an oil blend that you associate with safety and steadiness, a closing ritual to end your workday, a transition ritual between the different roles in your life, like mom versus work versus partner. Rituals are how you teach your body, I know how to come back. And here's the big truth. If you don't have a way to come back, you will keep starting over from scratch. And this is why so many people feel like they're constantly resetting. Not because you're broken, but because you don't have an anchor. And then structure, because it protects your energy. So we talk systems. And this is the part where some people get weird, because they think systems means rigid and overstructured and robotic and no spontaneity. But in my world, a good system is not a cage. It's a container. It makes it easier to be the version of you that actually likes being. A good system reduces decision fatigue. It reduces that where do I even start moment. It reduces the mental load. When you reduce that mental load, you create more capacity so you can show up with more presence, more softness, more patience, more honesty. So the question becomes, what systems support the woman I am becoming? Not what makes me most productive, because those are not the same thing. I want you to think of an area of your life that you don't trust yourself. It could be where you keep overcommitting, procrastinating, or you lose yourself in the role, or you abandon your body, or you keep saying yes when you mean no. You keep starting and stopping something. Now ask yourself 3 questions. What does my nervous system do right before I break the trust with myself. It could be I get tight or numb or speed up, or does my breath get shallow? The second is, what ritual could bring me back in under 5 minutes? One tiny anchor, one tiny return. And the third question is, what kind of system could remove the friction so the right choice is easier? Maybe it's a page or a reminder or a template or a checklist or an overwhelm menu. This is how you build a life that supports self-trust. You can build this in Notion in literally 10 minutes, your self-trust anchors page. Add 3 sections, your regulation tools, which is listing your body first. Some examples could be the deep belly breaths, legs up the wall, bare feet on the grass, a shower, slow breathing, prayer, scripture, whatever anchors you spiritually. The second part is your rituals, those repeatable returns, the I can always do this practice, like one breath with an intention for the day, or alarms throughout the day to check in with your breath, or your evening 3-minute brain dump, or that transition between work mode and home, where you close your laptop, stand up, take some deep breaths as you move around your body and step into your next role. And number 3 are your systems, the pages that hold you. These are the places that your brain can land. Could be your weekly planning page, or when I'm overwhelmed, here's a menu. The thoughts page, so you stop believing every single one. A boundaries page of what you're practicing in your body, and a return checklist. The point isn't to create a pretty dashboard. It's to create a home base. Because in the moments of dysregulation, your brain does not remember what helps. You need the system to do the remembering for you. And for me, that's what Notion can do. It holds on to those anchors until I can do it myself. For natural tools, I'm not here to tell you there's one right oil or one perfect blend, but your body learns through association. So when you consistently pair a scent, a practice, and a phrase with safety, your nervous system responds faster. So choose your tools that feel like anchors. Keep them simple, because what matters here more is consistency, not complexity. Your goal is not to collect tools, but to create a pathway back to yourself. So let's do a short integration practice together. Wherever you are, take one big deep breath. I want you to visualize the version of you who trusts herself. This isn't the perfect version, but the real version. What does that version of you do most days to support herself? What does that version of you stop doing? What does she protect? What does she return to when she's off? Now ask her, what are her 2 to 3 anchors? Write them down, say them out loud, put them in your phone, Notion. Here's the part that makes it self-trust. Pick one anchor to practice this week as a promise. I want to end today by bringing you back to a quote I want you to carry with you. You are already becoming the woman you trust. You don't have to earn her. You don't have to hustle your way into her. You practice your way to her, one return at a time. If you want a deeper container for this, something that gives you self-trust coaching, journal prompts, nervous system resets, and natural tools you can integrate into daily life, I created the Burnout to Alignment framework for exactly that. It's a doorway back to yourself, not a makeover or productivity system, but a return. If this episode landed, go check it out. And if nothing else, take this with you today. Choose your breath. Choose one anchor, one tiny return. That is becoming. I'll see you in 2 weeks with the start of season 3. We're going to take this deeper.